Errand Angels by John Donne. Read for LibriVox.org by Julie van Wallichem. Twice or thrice had I loved thee, before I knew thy face or name. So in a voice, so in a shapeless flame, angels affect as oft and worship be. Still when, to where thou wert, I came, some lovely glorious nothing did I see. But since my soul, whose child love is, takes limbs of flesh, and else could nothing do, more subtle than the parent is, love must not be, but take a body too. And therefore, what thou wert, and who, I bid love ask, and now, that it assume thy body, I allow, and fix itself in thy lip, eye, and brow. Whilst it thus to ballast love I thought, and so more steadily to have gone, with wares which would sink admiration, I saw I had love's pinnace overfraught. Thy every hair for love to work upon is much, too much. Some fitter must be sought, for nor in nothing, nor in things extreme and scattering bright, can love inhere. Then, as an angel face and wings of air, not pure as it, yet pure doth wear, so thy love may be my love's sphere. Just such disparity as is twixt theirs and angels' purity, twixt women's love and men's, will ever be. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Angels by Gertrude Hall. Read for LibriVox by Jerry Hendershot, University Park, Maryland. Angels. How shall we tell an angel from another guest? How from the common worldly herd one of the blessed? Hint of suppressed halo? Rustle of hidden wings? Wafture of heavenly frankincense? Which of these things? The old Sphinx smiles so subtly. I give no golden rule, yet would I warn thee, world, treat well whom thou call'st fool. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Blood and the Moon by William Butler Yeats. Read for LibriVox.org by Caitlin Cooper. Blessed be this place, more blessed still this tower. A bloody, arrogant power rose out of the race, uttering, mastering it. Rose like these walls from these storm-beaten cottages. In mockery I have set a powerful emblem up, and sing it rhyme upon rhyme, in mockery of a time half dead at the top. Alexandria's was a beacon tower, and Babylon's. An image of the moving heavens, a logbook of the sun's journey in the moon's. And Shelley had his towers, thought's crowned powers, he called them once. I declare this tower is my symbol. I declare this winding, gyring, spiring treadmill of a stair is my ancestral stair, that Goldsmith and the Dean, Berkeley and Burke, have travelled there. Swift beating on his breast in sibylline frenzy blind, because the heart in his blood-sodden breast had dragged him down into mankind. Goldsmith deliberately sipping at the honey-pot of his mind, and heartier-headed Burke that proved the state a tree, that this unconquerable labyrinth of the birds, century after century, cast but dead leaves to mathematical equality. And gaudy-pointed Berkeley that proved all things a dream, that this pragmatical, preposterous pig of a world, its pharaoh that so solid seem, must vanish on the instant if the mind but change its theme. E save indignatio, and the laborer's hire, the strength that gives our blood and state magnanimity of its own desire, everything that is not God consumed with intellectual fire. The purity of the unclouded moon has flung its atroe staff upon the floor. 7 centuries have passed, and it is pure. The blood of innocence has left no stain there on the blood-saturated...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?